Thank you so much, and thank you all for being here this evening on this great night. To the City Council and the School Committee and the Mayor, this is your all-star team that is going to help Lynn to reach even greater heights than it has ever done so in the past. And it is an honor for me to be here this evening with the great mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, with our great Attorney General, Mara Healy, our state auditor, Suzanne Bump, and all of the rest of the people who are gathered here tonight for this very super special moment, including State Representative Dan Cahill and soon-to-be State Senator Brendan Crichton replacing Tom McGee. So it is just so great that all of you have come here from all of the surrounding cities and towns, Terry Murray, everyone who is here. It is the kind of night that deserves this kind of gathering. And some of you may not know it because I was just introduced with my long history in Democratic politics, but you should know that preceding me was Tom McGee, elected to represent Lynn in the Democratic State Committee since 1970. They elected children back in those years. And so he predates even me. This is a great day for the McGee family, for Lynn, and for the people of Massachusetts. If you Google the city of Lynn, Tommy McGee's picture comes up. That is who he is. He is genetically hardwired to lead this wonderful city. And I believe he has spent his entire life getting ready to be the greatest mayor in the history of the city of Lynn. President Lyndon Johnson once famously said, "When the burdens of the presidency seem unusually heavy, I always remind myself that it could be worse. I could be a mayor." Because everybody knows where you live. Everyone knows who you are. And these days, being a mayor can be even more challenging than ever. Budgets are tight. The need for services is high. And then there's Twitter. And that's going to be a big part of the mayor's life going forward. But here in Lynn, there is no shortage of challenges, but there are also wonderful opportunities. And Tom McGee will be confronted with the former, but I know he will embrace the latter. And from Tommy's commitment to excellence and hard work, Lynn will be a model for economic growth and inclusivity. As mayor, I know that Tommy will improve the quality of life in every neighborhood in Lynn, and he will continue to ensure that this is a city where people want to live and work and play. He has a vision to see what is possible and the political skills to make it happen. If we don't do any other thing on a bipartisan basis in Washington this year, the one thing I want to work with Donald Trump to achieve is an infrastructure bill so we can raise the hundreds of billions of dollars so that Tom McGee, the transportation czar up in the State House, can have the money to ensure there is a year-round ferry going from Lynn to Boston and back. That I pledge to you, Mr. Mayor. And it is just so great that we have Mayor Walsh here from Boston because the mayor and I, we share a dream, and that dream would be that the blue line starts in downtown Boston and it ends in downtown Lynn. So that there can be a green line of economic development that opens up between these two great friends and these two great cities. And with this new tax change on state and local tax deductibility, it's going to be tricky for mayors. But there is no mayor in the country who's better prepared for this challenge than Tom McGee. No one who has the background, the experience to be able to ensure that Lynn is protected. And because Lynn is one of the most diverse cities, not just in Massachusetts, but in the country, he's going to make sure that his doors are open to every citizen and that the DREAM Act is, in fact, a reality every day on the streets of Lynn, so that every person in Lynn can maximize their American dream for their families and for themselves. So in the weeks and months and years ahead, he's going to wake up every morning. He's going to think about what you need to serve the great people of Lynn in the best way he can with compassion and integrity. And as soon as he's finished his coffee and breakfast at the Capitol Diner, he'll be over here and working, making sure that he is protecting the people of this city. So I just want to finish by saying that this is a great day for Lynn, and it's a great day for me to have this honor to be able to say a few words at his inauguration. Your beautiful family, Maria and Thomas and Catherine, are so proud of you. I know that tonight your mother and father are so proud of you, what you have accomplished. I know that your sister Colleen and her family, your brothers Sean and Michael families are so proud because you were born. You were born to be a Red Sox fan and the mayor of Lynn and baptized Catholic 7 days later. You were born for this job. You are going to ensure that Lynn becomes the great city of the 21st century, surpassing anything in the 20th and the 19th century that it ever achieved. Congratulations, my friend. And congratulations to the people of Lynn for electing this great mayor.